White House deploys Jill Biden to reboot Joe Biden's image. By Charlie Spiering on March 3, 2022. First Lady Jill Biden joined President Joe Biden on Wednesday for a trip out of Washington, D.C., taking the stage for an unusually defensive speech about her husband. The First Lady began her speech recalling Inauguration Day when she watched Joe Biden take the oath of office just a year ago. "In that moment, he was the man I fell in love with so many years ago," she recalled, joining her husband to address a small crowd in Superior, Wisconsin. The president reacted visibly with surprise to her comment, prompting the crowd to burst into laughter, interrupting the First Lady's speech. "I guess I don't tell him enough," she replied after Biden tried to approach her for a hug. Looking back to Biden's inauguration, Jill Biden recalled how she felt about her husband that day. The First Lady's speech appeared to be an attempt by the White House to reboot the president's image. As recent polling shows, 54% of Americans do not think Biden has the mental sharpness to serve as president. She painted a picture of Biden as a heroic historical figure who saved America from the 4 years of chaos of former President Donald Trump. "As Joe stood there, shoulders back, eyes shining with fierce optimism, I could see his determination to bring us together to lead us forward to a better America," she recalled. She spoke about how Biden healed his broken family after a deadly car accident, commuted back and forth on a train to Delaware during his long career as a United States senator. "He was the senator who learned that you know to get up when he got knocked down and fight even harder for what he knows is right," she boasted. The First Lady also recalled Biden's steadfast counsel for 8 years as vice president for former President Barack Obama. She praised Biden's leadership in his first year as president, as her speech sounded almost as if she was campaigning for her husband's re-election. "Our world faces incredible challenges, but things are so much better," she said. "You were right to put your faith in Joe Biden a year ago." Jill Biden praised her husband for his global leadership, describing him as unshakable. "He is unshakable despite deep divides at home and abroad," she said. "He knows how to bring people together, how to rally the world when tyrants reach for power." She reassured the audience Biden was uniquely focused on their problems from the moment he woke up every morning to the moment he went to bed. "All he thinks about is to how to make life better for you and your family. It's just who he is," she said. "It's who he's always been. He will never stop working for you. He will never stop fighting for you." President Biden appeared taken aback by his wife's speech, opening his own speech with a well-known anecdote of how Jill loved Valentine's Day. He also spoke about an interview he did with CBS about his love story and how he loved Jill more than she loved him. "I want to tell you, Jilly, this was worth a trip to come out here today," he said, thanking her for her comments. He added, "If the Secret Service agents weren't sworn to secrecy, they could tell you they've never heard anything like that said from the podium by Jill."